It's Tuesday. It's our last show before Thanksgiving. Millions of Americans are expected to travel for the holiday. One thing they might want to pack, patience. A stretch of winter weather is making its way across the country and threatening to cause havoc for travel plans. Heavy snow, strong winds, freezing rain. Hundreds of flights have been affected. Most of the winter weather should be gone by Thursday, but the days leading up to Thanksgiving could be a scramble for travelers and airlines.
Two things that should never go together: peak holiday travel and treacherous winter weather. A traveler's nightmare. Cancellations, delays, and frustration all around. In Dallas, where ice-coated airplanes, airlines were forced to pre-cancel hundreds of flights to avoid the inevitable. Airlines and airports are experienced with wild weather, and they're ready for this round.
You can call this the nerve center of the airline.
United watches the weather and directs every flight around the world from their headquarters in Chicago. The decision to cancel flights happens here.
These individuals are actually measuring the impact of weather, of the air traffic control system, and coordinating not only internally with United Airlines, but with the FAA.
They're talking to this FAA command center near Washington.
Let's go to Jacksonville and get their concerns first. Jacksonville Center?
Conference calls keep airlines and FAA controllers up to date with changing conditions. And a warning for travelers: think before you book.
Probably the worst mistake is to take a connecting flight, or if you do connect, to connect through a known bad weather airport like Chicago or Denver or Detroit or Minneapolis, airports that are prone to snowstorms.
But a storm as big as this one will be hard to avoid.
Well, yesterday, we reported on an international agreement involving Iran's controversial nuclear program. We told you some government's responses to this deal. Today, we've got more reaction.
The sanctions actually worked, but this interim deal gives the Iranians $7 billion in cash, and it leaves in place one of the most sophisticated enrichment programs around.
I become very happy because the first thing that I think about it is about the medicines.
The medicine.
The effects on the price of medicine, because it's very high in Iran. And I think it's better now.
I'm disappointed by the terms of the agreement between Iran and the P5 plus one nations because it does not seem proportional.
Everybody is happy about it because we hope for a change in the economic situation that we are entangled in.